Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of December 2016, and this is the 505th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting in my garden, or at least I'm sitting on the stoop at the back of my shed so that I've got a little bit of shade. It's quite hot out here today, and I've come out here to gather myself again. I've been online on a chat line with my phone service provider for 2 hours, being shunted between departments, and I find it quite difficult to keep calm. Or at least kind of be not take it on board, not get irritated about it. And so I went during the duration of that 2 hours, I was kind of really calm to start with, and then I could feel myself getting really irritated, and then I kind of calmed down again. So I am perfectly calm now, and I'm glad to be outside and among the greenery and talking to you. I very much take on board the idea of doing one's most important work first. And I just fell into the trap of wanting to get this this muddle with my phone service provider sorted before I settled down to Moll, to writing murmurs, and instead of doing murmurs and then doing this. Sometimes, of course, it just keeps getting deferred. The things that aren't your most important work just get deferred, and this was getting really quite difficult. I hadn't been able to make any phone calls for a while. So I felt that I really needed to get it out of the way because it was preying on my mind. So some of the irritation about waiting was the fact that I couldn't get on with murmurs. And of course it was completely counterproductive to get irritated about it. So this being talking to you now is providing me with a little oasis between the online chat and doing some murmurs work. There is not very much time to do it in. I had hoped to send it out tonight, but with the time this other thing has taken up, I don't think that's going to happen. Unless, yes, I don't know. I think it's unlikely. Especially as tonight is New Year's Eve. So this is the end of the Altjahrswoche, and it is the end of the year. And I would quite like to have things tied up a bit more for this end of year. And I think I'm going to give myself some time in January just to ponder what next year is going to be. Think of some of the things that I want to let go of before I really embark on the next phase of anything. And I haven't done that in this Altjahrswoche. So that's something I will do at the beginning of next year. And I think that's really important. I think that the idea of tying up things from the previous year and not dragging them on with you into the new year is the way to go. But if the tyings up haven't happened on the 31st of December, it doesn't mean waiting another year until they can be tied up and let go of. So it just means that my Altjahrswoche, I think I'll create myself a little Neujahrswoche to continue the process. Tonight I'm going to be heading down to the cathedral at about 11:30, and I shall be ringing bells, ringing the old year out with some slightly discordant ringing, and then we will all race up to the top of the tower and watch the fireworks down on the wharf. And when they're done, we will come back down and ring the new year in. So that's our plan, and it's a good way. It's a good way to start the new year. And it's quite odd it being a Saturday night, because on Sunday we have to ring on Sunday mornings as well. So I think we're going to have some tired ringers tomorrow morning. So I do hope that this year can be completed satisfactorily for you. I know there are a lot of things in the world it would be nice to leave behind. And I'm really hoping for you and for everybody that this coming year is a better year, a more positive year, and a more compassionate year. Thank you very, very much for listening today, this week, this year, or before that, a couple of years before that too, or at least one. I can't actually keep count. No, it's 2 years now, 2 years since I started these podcasts. And I really look forward to talking to you in the new year.